This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here. Still keeping the seat warm for Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to give us a call, our phone number is 886-582-9933. We'd love to hear from you. Our guest today is Rick Sheehan, and he speaks a lot about living off the grid. He's recently written a book about it, which you can find by going to his website, offgridmontana.com. I think that Rick should be there at the moment. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing fine, Gwyneth. How are you this morning? Or I should say to you in Australia, how are you doing tonight?
It's just after midnight here in Australia. I've had an hour or two sleep, though, so I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, so I'm all right. You know, something, I was looking at that website that you've put up and the book that you've written, and gosh, it looks absolutely amazing. And you really do lead an amazing life where you are. And your hunting gallery, wow, that's quite amazing, all the critters that you have where you are.
Absolutely. We have 13 species of big game animals that walk on soil. You can't legally hunt them all, but most of them you can. And I'm mostly a bow hunter. 85% of what I've harvested over the years has been with a bow and arrow. And I'm just into nature, Gwyneth. It's not just hunting and fishing. I do tours on edible medicinal plants. I'm into botany, into ornithology, which is the study of birds. We pick a lot of berries. We pick mushrooms. I know every plant and tree and wildflower on my property. I probably have 50 edible plants and 10 edible berries on my property. We garden, grow our own produce. Everything's about nature and the simple life. And because think about what today's youth is learning in our schools. Besides being socially indoctrinated, they're learning how to push buttons, manage paper, be politically correct. They're not learning the skill sets for survival or thinking with foresight. So that's one of the reasons why my lifestyle is quite interesting, at least for people who want curiosity fulfilled. But most of the time, a lot of people are realizing that we're heading towards an economic catastrophe, a calamity. And people want to be able to control their own destiny. They want a plan B in life. So more and more people are heading more rural in America. And they're going for more health as well.
Well, I would absolutely agree with you there. And I live off the grid in Victoria, in Australia. And it's pretty amazing here. But the biggest critter that I would say that we had out there in the forest, reputedly, I don't think it's quite here, but if you travel about probably 100 or 150 kilometres to the south of here, there's definitely reputed to be actual mountain lions in the forest, pumice in the forest, about 150 kilometres from here, which is not very far, as you well know, considering how far a puma can travel in one night. They can really move. And considering the enormous home ranges that they have, around here, apparently, we have a puma population just at the south of here because some GIs during World War II had the pumas as their, mascots for their units. And the war came to an end and they couldn't take the pumas back to the US, and so they let them go. They were ordered to take them out into the forest, and you know they couldn't put a bullet through their head. And so they let them go. And guess what? It happens to be absolutely perfect puma country around here. with a resident population of, kangaroos that grow to be, 6 or 7 feet tall, some of them. Which is definitely appropriate size mouse for that particular big pussy cat.
Yeah, absolutely. I had no idea that you guys had cougars or mountain lions, pumas, whatever you decided to call them. It's all the same species, really. But that's amazing. I had no idea they were in Australia. That's almost dangerous in a way. Do they have a hunting season where houndsmen can go after the pumas and
the government won't even acknowledge they're there. they really won't. But the locals, you can go to particular towns and buy puma souvenirs. Yeah. But the government will hardly even acknowledge that they're there. They regard it all as being a big local rumor. But like I said, apparently enough locals have seen them for them to, to have souvenirs in the gift shops in certain towns, just probably about an hour's drive south of here. So that's pretty amazing, really. And the other thing that's rumoured to be out here in the bush, although, I don't know how much truth there is to this one, is even black panthers are rumoured to be in the bush, together with the pumas as well. But I don't know how much more evidence there is for the black panthers, but they're both reputed to be out there. And, but like I say, my boys are saying, oh, come on, Mum, you don't really believe that. And I said, why not? It's perfect puma country here. It's semi-arid. It's basically, do you know what a problem they are having as we speak with pumas or cougars or mountain lions or whatever raiding rubbish bins just outside of Los Angeles and Hollywood? In the Hollywood Hills, and it's exactly the same, just about exactly the same ecosystem that we have here as what they have in the Hollywood Hills. It's dry, arid, population, a resident large carnivores, and that's just how it is. And I fall and believe it. And probably by the time my boys, I would say about my age, there might be enough of them out there for them to be seen on a regular basis and somebody will actually acknowledge that they're there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have the same official authority narrative when it comes to the non-indigenous wolves here in Montana. We have a situation where the so-called authorities went up to the northern part of the continent, got extra large wolves, paid a fortune for them from the Canadian government, money that we don't even have, that we're printing, that we're $20-plus trillion in debt, and they put them in the lower 48, especially in states like Montana, not just to kill livestock, but to kill elk and deer. And a lot of these wolves hunt for sport, and they just leave the animal unconsumed. And the official authorities, the biologists and the fish and game and a lot of these people, all they care about is their paychecks and pensions, and they don't want to stand for principle in a lot of cases. Well, now they're starting to admit that they've done that because we are overrun with wolves. We had a heck of an elk hunt outside of Yellowstone National Park for years, which would feed so many Montana families, and now they're almost gone. There's not a lot left. So in the National Forest Service here in Montana, we still have elk, but the majority of the large elk herds are on the big ranches where they have the ability to shoot the wolves and control the predator situation, which in the National Forest we do not have. So, yeah, this narrative from official authorities of not admitting what's happening is very common, unfortunately, and this is why you have to take the word of the locals, the people who are out in the bush, and the people who, you know, been there, done that, and seen it. So I agree with...
They live there.
Pardon me?
They live there. They absolutely live there in the bush.
Absolutely.
And they would know what creatures are there, where they are, and their location. And especially, I actually trained in environmental science at the University of Melbourne, and I learned about all these ecological issues, and I learned about, you know, habitats and what creatures are suited to what habitats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this habitat that we have here is absolutely perfect cougar country. Absolutely perfect, because there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of square kilometres of eucalyptus. The canopy is probably about between 50 and 60-70% open, okay? You've got a nice sort of, in the actual state park forest, you've got... you know, a reasonably open understory, but with enough cover to provide camouflage for that sort of large predator. And as well as the kangaroos and the wallabies get to be probably about 3 or 4 feet tall. So, you know, maybe when people think of a wallaby, they think of a tiny creature like about a foot or 18 inches tall, but around here they definitely can grow to be 3 or 4 feet tall. The kangaroos can grow to be 6 or 7 feet tall. That's when they're stretched up. And you've also got a reasonably large feral goat population. So all of those are absolutely marvelous prey for something like a cougar. And we're heading into a break. I'll see you on the other side, Rick Shaben.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello there, everyone. This is Gwynne Fireback speaking, keeping the seat warm for Vincent this week once again. And we have Rick Shaben with us, and we are discussing the wildlife that can actually occur in the forest. Rick, another creature during the break that I realized is reputed to be in the forest out where we are. This one is reputed to be probably, more towards Melbourne, and thus far only been reported in the coastal areas of Victoria and Gippsland, which is probably about 300 or 400 kilometres from here. But there are actually reputed to be thylacines out there in the forest, and I don't know if you know what a thylacine is, or if you have, your favourite search engine, you can maybe Google this, but if you Google Tasmanian tiger or thylacine, you'll come up with an image of a creature that is absolutely extraordinary. And I don't know if you have the internet on in front of you now.
I do. But
you might want to do that.
Yeah, I do, but I do know what they are. I've read articles on it, and I think we had them. They had one in a zoo up to the mid-1900s, maybe early 1900s. I've read a few articles on that, but whether they're still in the wild,
they're reputed to be extinct.
Right.
But they've been seen in country Victoria as recently as just a few years ago. Probably, I think the last sighting was about 5 or 6 years ago. and you know, there's people out there who actually go out there, you know, with the cameras. You've got the Bigfoot and the Yeti. We've got thylacines that they're trying to photograph the big black panthers and the pumas and the thylacines. And there's bags and bags of anecdotal evidence from people who live in the forest who absolutely know the difference between a feral dog and a thylacine, or between a house cat and a puma. And so if anyone wants to go camping in the bush in Victoria, you know, you'll probably be okay because so far these creatures are quite rare, and they're very, very shy of humans. You probably won't see one. But like I say, it's the people who live in the forest who tend to see them. The people who actually live there, because of course the wildlife gets used to you. It'll come right up to your fence, you know, when you actually live there. Yeah. Anyway, none of that is actually what we were going to talk about today, was it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give me a chance to respond to some of the things that you've said?
Yeah.
That might take us to the direction that you want us to go. How's that sound, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, first of all, I just want to finish your talk about wildlife. I have trail cams all over my property. You mentioned you were on my website this weekend. And I don't know if you went to the picture gallery for the trail cam section, but I got pictures of tons of mountain lions, grizzly bears, black bears, you name it, I get pictures of it.
I saw the one of the wolf.
I got it all. I mean, we got it all here in northwest Montana. And I, even last year, I was bow hunting on my property on the river bottom here, and I had a big boar grizzly walk 50 yards away from me, and I'm just standing there with my bow, hoping that the wind doesn't change and he doesn't know I'm there. But he walked right by me and dunked his head in the river and started fishing for salmon right in front of me, and it was pretty surreal. So the point I'm trying to make is I have trail cams all over my property. And if for those of you in Australia, whether you're trying to catch that extinct cat or anywhere in the world who might be listening, get trail cams. You can go on Cabela's.com. You know, any outdoor store should have them. You can get them online all over the place. And, boy, it's so much fun to check your trail cams and see what you caught, especially with a lot of these animals being nocturnal. So that would be my first recommendation. And then I want to talk about something you mentioned about my book and the controlled narrative of the book Burning Years that we live in after the break.
Thank you, Doug. That sounds great. I'll see you then.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello there, everyone. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, and I'm keeping the seat warm for Vincent this week. We have on the line Rick Shaven. He's going to be with us today and also tomorrow, and we've got some really, really important topics to discuss. But first of all, I would like to let Rick talk about the book that he's written, which I believe is really, really important for anybody who wants to become involved in the preparedness or off-grid lifestyle, because Rick has actually done it. He is a former resident of the Big Apple, New York City, and he actually went totally off-grid and moved up to Montana. And so, you know, he has actually done it, and he's made a success of it. And he now lives up in the Rocky Mountains, and it's, you know, it is beautiful, but it's also very harsh, and there's a lot of challenges out there. Rick, would you like to tell us something about your book?
You bet, Gwenna. Thank you. Well, for the benefit of the listeners, I want to mention the fact that one of the main things that I talk about in the book is the financial, economic, social, and political reasons why we need to be more self-sufficient as American people. But I really tackle and address political correctness because everything is being skewed, all the truth is being tarnished, and all the Hegelian dialect, the professional wordsmithing, media propaganda, the subliminal messaging that we're getting in every movie and sitcom and TV show today is really not just attacking truth, but rigging the game and giving, taking away the people's choice to govern themselves. And you mentioned my book earlier, but I also want to mention some of the things that I've had to deal with the book. For example, the publishing companies. Now, and let me back up here. It's not just TV, newspaper, magazines. It's also production companies and publishing companies that basically controlled 95% of the information. So the powers that be said my book was out of stock. They've misspelled the title. They've deleted hundreds of five-star reviews. And they're still replacing positive reviews with poor reviews. They're doing that in an incremental system, so I don't notice it or the people don't notice it. And I've even seen them delete five-star reviews right in front of me. They're deleting words to sections,
wow,
to chapters. I've even had one time, a couple of years ago, an Amazon employee called me and said, I love your book, but the powers that be are going to do everything to make sure it doesn't get out to the public. So this is the book-burning, controlled narrative years that we're living with in the Western world. So I want to make it very clear that we have to realize that when the powers that be lower the bars of standards and expectations, they're purposely insulting the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people shoved into group identity politics, which is made to degrade and disrespect the people. You never empower a nation or a group by lowering the bars of standards and expectations. In fact, I have with me, to show you the narratives that the mainstream media tries to push, there's a magazine, I won't even mention their name, that just came out with a article, apparently it's 4,500 words, called American Blackout, and they talk about how the American eclipse is racist because the path of the eclipse that's happening today in a couple of hours does not travel through enough black people's property.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and this is, so when I talk about the book burning years and the controlled narrative, we're getting to the point where we've gone beyond silly, past stupid, and we're living in
a ridiculous zone.
That is literally, Gwyneth, a
ridiculous. That's
stupid. Correct. It's a politically correct Twilight Zone episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in virtual reality memes. And that's the best way to put we're living in 1984 on steroids is what we're doing.
Yeah, I would absolutely fully agree. You know, it's so sad out there. The stories that you get coming out are just absolutely horrific, and I thought it was bad here in Australia. It's probably actually in a lot of ways worse here in Australia because the people here in Australia, by and large, are not armed. And that means that when the government comes along and does its really brutal fascist dictatorship stuff, the people really, in a lot of ways, are powerless to resist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or that they're not able to resist with the power that they would like to. Mm. When the government does its terrible stuff that it does, when it comes through And they destroy families, you know. They absolutely wreck lives. And there's people that are actually, you know, their whole families are destroyed. They lose their houses, they lose their cars, they lose their ability to drive. A motor vehicle in this country is a lifeline, you know. And the police around here anyway, that they're such a bunch of fascist dictators, they can't seem to go and arrest the local pedophiles. But if you're caught without a motor vehicle registration, God only help you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth of it.
Yep.
You know, and people have to realize that these people are evil. They're not interested in your best interests. They're interested in maintaining their status quo. And their status quo involves your enslavement. And if you're not enslaved, if you are able to live independently, if you're able to raise your own food, and if you are able to live on your own land and defend your own land, that actually works against their interests. They don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's certainly how it is around here. I don't know what it's like in your part of the world.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Gwyneth. I'll tell you, there was, and I've mentioned this on the air on many a show, there was a documentary about 10, 15 years ago in South L.A. where some rich guy let the people of a certain neighborhood borrow 14 acres, and they built this gorgeous garden. I'm going to make a long story short. There was synergy. There was independence. There was communication. People were learning. They wanted to learn more about gardening. People were coming up to him and talking to him, and the powers that be said, hey, we don't want self-sufficiency. We don't want synergy. We don't want communication. We want infighting and chaos. So guess what? They plowed down poor people's garden. And in South L.A., it's mostly minority. It was everybody. It was Hispanic. It was black. It was white. It was multiple, you know, different genders. It was, you know, the powers that be, and I'm going to kind of go off into a tangent, but I'm going to take the context of the story that you just started here. You know, you look at one of the best movies Australia's ever made is, it's kind of a semi-musical with a story called The Sapphires. And we own this movie, and it's a great movie. And it talks about how the indigenous people in the beginning were screwed by, of course, they mentioned the whites. But it's the same thing that happened here with our indigenous people, with the American Indian. It's not color of skin. That's what they want to do. They want to divide us by race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, philosophy, generation. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. Okay? This is what people have to realize. That's what it's all about. They play the bottom 93% against each other. So we have infighting. So we have chaos. So we have all this because they need to divide and conquer. And what divide and conquer does, folks, it lowers the bars of standards and expectations. And I cannot say this enough. This is their home run pitch by the aristocracy. It's group identity politics. This is why you always hear me say standing for principle. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Truth is the second one. You have to be willing to be hated for saying the truth versus wanting to be loved for blowing smoke up people's keister. And third thing is, and this is, might be the hardest, if someone does it, you should do it too. And then once we all get tired of being told what to do, what to say, what to think, and what to do with other people, then we come together and have practice with your preach laws. But I would like to read sometime today or tomorrow, it would take me about 3 or 4 minutes, Gwyneth, an excerpt from the book regarding how when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, what it does to the populace regarding insulting, degrading, and disrespecting. So when we have a moment, please give me...
Would you like to do that now? I don't know if we have time to do that before the next break.
Sure. Let me... If not, I could always finish it. But what all this fighting and infighting does, folks, it creates the message from the elite is to make us submissive. It's to break your will. And that's why they use all these politically correct buzzwords like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, and then they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize us individually. What this does, it destroys America. It rewards mediocrity and ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge. It's all gone. It's all been thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater. So I'll start it, and I'll try to make a long story short by skipping a line here or there. But it's an NFL analogy. For those of you who might be listening in Australia, the NFL is the National Football League. It's American football, not what you call football, which we call soccer. So I just wanted to get that straight. But there's two teams. One's called the Montana Average Joes. The other one is called the San Francisco Excuses. Let's say the Montana Average Joes were all white male heterosexuals with a Christian name. Let's say they were all poor / middle class. They never got a job, a college education, a house, or a down payment or a home from their daddy or their government. Let's say they all earned what little they had. Now, the San Francisco Excuses, which is the name of the other team, which I will obviously finish at the end of the break, but this is so important to realize how the elite are playing us. We're being duped. The elite is basically creating division. And
yep.
I'll finish this on the other side of the break.
Okey-doke. I'll look forward to hearing about it.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Hello, this is Gwyneth Isaac speaking here, sitting in for Vincent Fennelly this week. And we have on the line Rick Shaben, and he's reading an excerpt from his book. Now, we've got a full, a short segment before the top of the hour, but it's probably going to be about 10 minutes. So that's, I'll let you have, you know, read what you want to read there.
All right, Gwyneth. Well, I already outlined the beginning part of it where you had the Montana Average Joes, which is one of the NFL teams, and they're basically poor/white male heterosexuals with a Christian name. And now we have the San Francisco excuses, the name I just picked out of thin air, for the other team. And they're made up of different backgrounds, and they all qualify for a victim group or protectionist group status, which should be derogatory terms. In other words, they had certain skin pigmentation, sexual orientation, or were female. Now, let's say they all got together with the referees before the game, and they said they were given protectionist status by our government. Some called their attorneys and sued more often than the Montana Average Joes. Some sued just when other players from around the league told a joke. Some sued because the average Joes got an earlier promotion or a higher paycheck, even though the average Joes were more qualified and produced better results. So I can throw in a lot of thousands of examples, but you pretty much get the point. So the football game begins. Kickoffs are canceled. The ref says the San Francisco excuses gain immediate advantage because of their coveted status. The excuses, as per the refs, only have to run 50 yards for a touchdown, while the Montana Average Joes have to run 100 yards for a touchdown. The game continues, and despite their handicap, the Average Joes lose by only 3 points. So my questions to you are, and this is very important, this really puts the story in context. Do you respect the San Francisco excuses for their win? Question number two, do you think this creates synergy for the fans, players, and owners? Next question, do you think this makes our our country better and stronger regarding work results and work ethic. Next question, do you think over time people will continue to respect the game, the players, the rules, and the refs?
No.
Next question, do you think that an individual who plays by special rules, laws, and accountability just because of victim group status will be respected?
No.
So do you think the NFL would prosper or even survive like it has for the past several decades if we had a different set of rules, laws, and accountability for different players and different teams?
This absolutely not.
Right. This is why...
You've got to have one set of rules for everybody.
Right. This is why the NFL is so popular, because they choose the best players with the highest qualifications, which puts out the best results. In this case, results are about scoring, speed, coordination, desire, determination, athletic ability, and winning. Oops. Shouldn't I have said winning? It's probably politically incorrect these days. My bad. But going back to the above questions, of course the answer to all these questions is an obvious no. So what has been happening in our country and the Western world, including Australia, for the last 40 years, is a major lowering of the standards and the rigging of the game. When you continue to lower the bar to create the illusion of equality, you bring down the quality of life for the whole country. As this phenomenon occurs, the value of everything diminishes by the day, and that's why I always talk about the law of diminishing returns. As the powers that be continue to lower the bars of standards and create division, our values get more clouded. And for generations, the middle class would have the majority of the equity in their homes, but over the course of a few years, home equity in the middle class has been dropping like a seagull with a heart attack. The act of harmonizing the economy has ruined the middle class. Basically, group identity politics is you're being used, you're being duped, you're being played. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. Gwyneth, I'd like you to comment after the break.
Yep, well, this is the top of the hour. So we'll have the news, and then we'll get back, and I'd love to comment. Yep, oh, there we go.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.